The Blue Jays are headed back to the Dakota Bowl after a win over Grand Forks Red River, and we've got your recap from a busy weekend in Jimmy Athletics. I'm Jaron Matheny with the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. For the second consecutive season, the Jamestown High School football team is headed back to the Fargo Dome and Dakota Bowl 30 as the Blue Jays took down Grand Forks Red River 27-13 in the 11A semifinals. Neither team scored in the first quarter of play, but Jamestown quickly jumped ahead 6-0 in the second quarter with a Peyton Hochalter rushing touchdown. Hochalter would account for 3 of the 4 touchdowns on the day for the Blue Jays, going 16 of 31 through the air for 269 yards passing and 3 total touchdowns. The senior quarterback also had 82 yards rushing in the win. The Blue Jays are now 9-2 on the season, are headed back to the Dakota Bowl for the second straight year. They will take on Fargo North in the 11A championship with kickoff set for right around 3 p.m. To Jimmy Athletics from this weekend, the UJ women's volleyball team picked up a straight set victory in the GPAC quarterfinals on Saturday against Dort. The number 2 Jimmies will host Dakota Wesleyan in GPAC postseason semifinal action on Wednesday night at Newman Arena. First serve is set for 7 p.m. on Wednesday. The University of Jamestown women's soccer team is headed to the GPAC postseason championship game after a 4-3 victory over Midland this weekend. The Jimmies, who have already clinched a spot in the national tournament after winning the regular season Great Plains Athletic Conference title, can win the postseason title Thursday night at home against Hastings at 6 p.m. from the Jimmy Turf Field. And the University of Jamestown women's hockey team picked up 3 wins this weekend on the road in Colorado, including a 10-3 victory over Colorado State yesterday. The Jimmies are back at home on Sunday at 2:30 p.m. against Dakota College of Bottineau. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, you can always head to NewsDakota.com.